It's time for the Mount Vernon Wildcat Coaches Show on 106.7 WMBI and MountVernonRadio.com. Wildcats football is brought to you by the Posey County Co-op, United Fidelity Bank, Auto Car Trader, Crane Credit Union, Expressway Chevrolet, Bud's Hardware, the Mount Vernon M Club, Expressway Jeep, T. Milam of ERA First Advantage Realty, Russell's Excavating, Keitel Eye Care, GAF, and Tequila's.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Mount Vernon Football Coaches Show right here on WMVI 106.7 and PoseyCountyRadio.com. I'm Alan Buck, sitting here with Coach Justin Fisher in the lobby of the United Fidelity Bank in downtown Mount Vernon. We've got a lot to talk about, Coach. It was not the outcome you wanted last Friday, but I thought your team fought pretty hard and hung in there despite some kind of long odds, shall we say.
I was pretty pleased, I think, overall with the effort. For the most part, you know, I really can't fault that so much. The execution across the board wasn't great, and so just wasn't a real thing of beauty. It was kind of a sloppy game, but the effort, I think, for the most part, was pretty consistent throughout the game.
You got five starters out coming into that game, so you've had players playing in strange position, new positions and such, and inexperienced players playing. So you're going to have some lapses on execution efforts. That's the main thing. That's coaches teach pretty much very similar things. Who can get the effort out of the kids, right? And you're getting that effort.
I think it doesn't take a whole lot. You kind of get a person out of place, and sometimes your margin for error, obviously, when you lose some key pieces, is not real great, and so I think that's kind of what we're dealing with now, and just trying to get used to that, and we're going to have to make some adjustments and some changes as we come down the stretch here and probably look at doing some things differently. We'll try to get that figured out and get that squared away, and hopefully have better performances as we come down the final stretch of the season here.
Yeah, after Southridge scored their third touchdown in the middle of the second quarter, you guys really tightened up. The defense looked really good. Who were the people making the key plays on defense?
I think the kid that stood out to me the most is Maddox Ali, number 29. He had eight tackles on the night and one assist. This is the first time we got him back last week at Princeton. Probably my fault for not playing him. But he got hurt in the summer over the scrimmage, and we didn't get him back until last week where he was available. And we were trying to kind of protect him last week, and he thought he made a couple really nice hits. There were some mistakes he made because he just hadn't been on the field in a while, but he was very impressive to me and stood out as much as anybody, maybe even more so. When you look at the stat sheet, you go down the list here, Krieger had eight tackles and two assists and one quarterback hurry, so he had a productive night. St. Henderson, six tackles and three quarterback hurries. I think one thing that we did during the course of the game was we put some shots on their quarterback throughout the game, number two.
Yep.
That kid's a pretty tough kid. He broke his nose. Yeah, he broke his nose, and he actually came back in the game, continued to play. Trevin Bell had a sack for us. I thought we got some contribution from Caleb Harris, who did a nice job. We had some other quarterback hurries. Schickel, once again, was there, put a couple hits on him. And so I think – defensively, the effort across the board was, okay. We've talked about this before. There are some times in the games we got some stops, and then offensively you had to be able to get some first downs because right. your best defense, like we've said before, is sometimes your offense and your ability to move the chains. If we weren't perfect, we're not going to be at this point. Like, let's just call it what it is. With some of the pieces we have out missing on defense, these kids aren't coming back. So, we're not probably going to be perfect on that side of the ball, but I did feel like we got some stops, and then offensively we're just bogged down. I mean, on the night, listen, we had 156 yards of total offense, and 99 of those yards came on the final drive of the game. We had a 21-play drive that would start on the one-yard line, which I don't know if I've ever seen been a part of a 21-play drive. But, up until that point, we probably had 60 yards of offense or somewhere thereabouts through three quarters, and that's not going to get it done. So defensively, I think all things considered, we battled. Mm-hmm. We weren't very good execution-wise, but we did battle. We came up with some stops, and Southridge fumbled on the one-yard line going in, which helped us one time.
Right.
But I thought we did compete, and just offensively, we couldn't get anything going.
Yeah, they fumbled once on the two.
Right.
The next time on the one. Those were both excellent jobs on y'all's part. And Southridge is no slouch. They're a pretty darn good team. And so to compete with them like that, given the, your starters, five of them walking down the hall, not in uniform anymore. So that was pretty good.
Yeah, and I'm not gonna, I know there's no reason that, I know we don't want to dwell on that. I'm going to say one more thing about that and we can move on. You know, we found out we've lost Easton Hall and Noah Barrett, so those kids for the season. And like I said, we have to, kind of reveal these things before we play the next opponent. So, those two kids, I think what hurts most than anything, and then, like I said, we can kind of move on because we have to play the rest of the season, is like you look at the kids that we've lost, and, I've told this to a lot of people. You look at, Lippy, Ryan Lilliston, Easton Hall, Noah, Nash being out. Not only these guys are physically talented, but mentally.
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing that's leaves such a void, because these kids are hard workers. They play hard. They hustle on the field. And sometimes, that's not going to be every kid.
Mm-hmm.
And to try to fill that void when you got such kids that are like that, that are hard knockers, and that play so hard and have a little bit of grittiness to them, that's a hard thing to fill. So we're going to have to try to have a little bit of cohesion here down the stretch and come together as a team and figure it out, coaches and kids alike, because it's hard to replace that. I don't know if that makes sense to what I'm saying,
absolutely,
but trust me,
yeah.
it's not easy. When you look at those kids, those kids are some tough-minded dudes, and so we're going to miss them.
We talked about, I don't know if this is the first show of the season or the second, but we talked about the team is last year with a four-man senior class. It was a coach-led team. This year, with so many seniors, it was a more of a player-led team. And those kids that you talked about, those are some of the leaders. When you talk about that hard effort, the mental toughness and all, that's leadership. You don't have to say a word. Other kids see that, and they try and raise their level to match that.
And, Alan, a couple of kids I mentioned aren't seniors, but they lead by example too. But, enough about that, because we still have three games and postseason to play. We're going to have to do what we can as coaches and players and as a team to figure out a way to be more successful and put ourselves in opportunities to be more successful. What that's going to look like, we've already started to think about that. Obviously got a big challenge this week with Heritage Hills coming off a loss. But
they're not going to be real happy.
Probably not. But, all you can really do is the kids we have, we still have some really good football players that are really good people. And, there's a lot of variables you can't control, but there's no reason why we can't be better all around than I think what we were Friday. Really, if you look at it, on the offensive side of the ball, we haven't been hit as hard because none of our offensive linemen really play a whole lot of defense. So to me, the part that it's unacceptable that we have 60 yards of total offense going into the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
That's where we had to be better and be more creative as a coaching staff to maybe put ourselves in a position to be more successful on offense. And so, this is the time of year when things get tough. The season wears on, and I'm really looking forward to the stretch drive here and getting some things better, because we can be better than we were Friday night.
Absolutely. It all starts with effort, and you're on top of that already. And, maybe get a little bit of vocal leadership from some of those kids that are not able to get on the field anymore.
Yeah, I think across the board the effort was okay on Friday night. I can't really fault that. The execution just wasn't great, and so probably some of that's our fault. As coaches, we got to do a little better job too, but we have to be better in that respect, across the board.
Every additional game for these kids that are playing new positions or out of position or what have you is just better experience. They're going to get better. They're going to get better.
But go ahead.
Well, I was just saying, why don't we take our first break, and then we'll come back and we'll talk about some more things. And we will be back in very short time. You're listening to 106.7 WMVI.
Hello, sports fans. I'm Mark Isaac, United Fidelity Bank Executive Vice President. At United Fidelity Bank, our in-person friendly service provides peace of mind and worry-free banking. We offer personal and business checking and savings accounts with no hoops and no hassles, ideal certificate of deposit rates, and our easy-to-use online banking platform allows you to bank anytime, anywhere. Our free mobile app provides you access to the accounts on the go, and you can skip the trip to the bank with mobile deposit. Plus, we are proud to offer you access to over 93,000 surcharge-free ATM locations nationwide. Now, that's a reason to come see the difference at United Fidelity Bank.
The Posey County Co-op has proudly been supporting the communities we live in since 1927. With locations in Mount Vernon, Poseyville, Griffin, St. Wendell, Hopstott, and Evansville, the Posey County Co-op is your number one spot for Askro and DeKalb seeds and Purina feed products. The Posey County Co-op also has you covered with their new Posey County Workwear in Mount Vernon. The Posey County Co-op, your number one agricultural resource since 1927.
Buying a used vehicle doesn't have to be difficult. And when you come to Auto Car Trader in Mount Vernon, it's not. This week's vehicle of the week is a 2021 Ford Bronco Sport Outer Banks Edition. It's a 4x4 SUV with just 36,000 miles. Has a 1.5-liter EcoBoost engine, dual stainless steel exhaust, and everything you need to get off-road. You can take this one home today for $26,990. Come take it on a test drive today at 312 College Avenue or see the pictures online at actpreowned.com. Financing is available for all credit situations at Auto Car Trader in Mount Vernon.
For over 40 years, the Mount Vernon Club has provided support necessary for the success of Mount Vernon student athletes. Since 1971, over $250,000 has been donated to athletic programs, assisting in weight room equipment, uniforms, and granting college scholarships. The M Club sells individual bricks for Wildcat Plaza, which are great purchases for alums and class reunions. Bricks are just $35. To make a purchase, contact M Club President Scott Mitchell at 812-550-0153.
This week at Bud's Hardware, get a 50-pound bag of Kentucky 31 Fescue grass seed for $69.99 a bag. Bales of straw for $5 a piece. And everything you need to prepare your yard for next year. Get it at Bud's Hardware. Open Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. until 5 p.m. and Saturday from 8 until 5. Celebrating 151 years serving Mount Vernon. Bud's Hardware on Main Street. For over 40 years, Russell's Excavating has proudly served the community. Specializing in commercial and industrial services, Russell's offers site preparation for new construction projects, demolition and industrial maintenance services, and all services are rendered with an emphasis on safety first and customer satisfaction. A proud supporter of Wildcats football is family-owned Russell's Excavating at 6800 Leonard Road South in Mount Vernon. Call 812-838-2471 for Russell's Excavating.
Expressway Chevrolet GMC is family-owned and located on the corner of Highway 62 and 69 in Mount Vernon, Indiana. The dealership was built on the principle that every vehicle buying experience should be easy but fun for the whole family. Our award-winning service department has 26 bays, 11 technicians, with 5 of them world-class. Sales is open Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Inventory is arriving daily, so remember to shop us before you shop anywhere else and visit us 24/7 at expresswaychevrolet.com, Mount Vernon, Indiana.
Whether you were on the field playing or sitting in the stands, clear vision is important for a successful Friday night experience. Dr. Darren Keitel, with almost 30 years of work in optometry, is dedicated to giving your eyes the care they need. Keitel Eye Care is located at 1900 West 4th Street in Mount Vernon. Open Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. until 5 p.m.
Call Keitel Eye Care at 812-838-5526. Okay.
Dr. Darren Keitel was just head coach Justin Fisher,
everything
Mount Vernon football team, the best of luck this season.
I can't. We'll talk about offense and then go to Heritage Hills.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Mount Vernon Football Coaches Show right here on 106.7 WMVI and PoseyCountyRadio.com. I'm Alan Buck, sitting with Coach Justin Fisher in the United Fidelity Bank downtown Mount Vernon. We just completed talking about the Southridge game, and we haven't gone over offense just yet.
Yeah, so like I said on the night, we were kind of pretty stagnant and not super productive until the last drive of the game, and most of our yardage on the night came from a 99-yard drive that took up 21 plays. It basically ate up the entire fourth quarter, so that was pretty nice to see, and the execution was really good, and it was against their first-team defense.
Absolutely.
So it makes you wonder why that couldn't have.
Why didn't you do it in the first quarter?
Well, that's always,
and get their defense tired?
Yeah, that's always the question, but that didn't happen, so at least we strung something together there at the end of the game. Like we talked about, we had some kids come in provide some depth, hopefully, at running back. St. Henderson came in, got 9 carries during that series for 36 yards, ran very physical. So we thought he did a nice job, and maybe he can give us some carries down the stretch to kind of alleviate some of the wear and tear on Krieger. Paxton Boyd, also a freshman, came in, got 3 carries. And then you look at, we already mentioned Krieger, who had 18 for 57, didn't have a whole lot of daylight to run to. Just really never controlled the line of scrimmage up front. They're not very big, but their kids are aggressive. Southridge kids are very aggressive, do a lot of slanting, do a lot of moving, and they were able to control the line of scrimmage, which was unfortunate for us.
They also looked to me like they flowed to the ball extremely quickly. Like there'd be Krieger, would it looked like he's got a hole, and it's going to be a good gain, and at 2 yards, man, he gets hit, it's closed up, and he's on the ground. And no, I'm not blaming Krieger. I'm just saying their pursuit was so quick.
They always have quick kids. They're never big. They're strong, athletic, and quick. And, you know, I feel like from an offensive perspective, an offensive line, you know, we should be better. We finally put together that last drive, so that was nice to see. But, you know, offensively, execution up until the fourth quarter, which was consisted of one drive, was Allen not where he wanted to be. Right. And then on the night on passing, we only had 7 completions for 32 yards. Obviously, you know, what we're going to have to figure out is with the absence of Nash, we've kind of stalled out here the last couple weeks. So we're going to have to rectify that situation and get it solved and get it figured out and get a little more creative as we come down the final stretch of the season here. Because, you know, we're not gonna probably pitch shutouts on defense. So we're going to have to be productive and get some first downs and do some positive things. And I think we will. We just the execution wasn't where we wanted to be on Friday night from the offensive perspective.
Yeah, there's something about that extraordinary speed on the field. You can't replace that with you know, you can put in 2 or 3 other receivers, but none of them with that speed.
Well, I mean,
and you said the mental approach too.
Right.
He's one of those leaders.
Sure. Whenever you have a kid like that who is such a deep threat, then it stretches the defense a little more. You know, on Friday night, they had their safeties down tight because they don't have to respect the deep ball capability that, you know, or Nash taking the top off the defense. So it allows the defense to kind of, those safeties start creeping down to, you know, instead of being back at 10 or 12, now they're down, you know, 8 yards deep, 7 yards deep, and just basically concentrate on the run because, you know, they felt like they could match up with us one-on-one and their athletes were as good as ours. And they felt like we probably couldn't run past them. So I think that put the clamps on the running game a little more. And then, quite frankly, like I said, we just got to be better up front. We didn't control the line of scrimmage on either side of the line of scrimmage. So that's kind of the story of what happened there on both sides of the ball.
You know, you're talking about that 21-play drive. I always said the longer, the more plays that an offense runs, the more chances they have to make a mistake. You guys didn't have – I mean, that's kind of a very simplistic statement, but – you know, you look at movement in the line of scrimmage. You look at holds. Those are kind of the two most prominent. I don't know that you had – I think you might have had one during that drive because I think we had at one point like a second, first and 20 or something like that. But other than that was a very clean drive. And this is in the fourth quarter when everybody's tired, and when you're mentally tired is when you're going to make the mistakes. And they didn't. So that was a real big plus.
Hopefully something to build off of. You know, you wish we'd have had, you know, some of that during the course of the middle of the game because you don't know how that could possibly change the game. You know, you really don't. But it is what it is. And, you know, fortunately we were able to put something together at the end of the game, which was a something positive to build off of, hopefully, as we, you know, concluded that and going into the next game here.
Absolutely. Let's see. You know, not having Ryder at full strength. I mean, he was working hard, doing what he could, but you can just tell he's not his old self. Is his progress going to be coming along pretty well? He's probably still a couple weeks away, isn't he?
Yeah, I think he's getting better. You know, and frankly, he's going to have to be.
Sure.
You know, it's that time of the season where, you know, I don't really ask a whole lot of questions. I let our trainer take care of most of that. But, you know, we're going to have to probably tough out some some bumps and bruises here late in the season, and he's certainly a kid that we're going to have to ride a little bit, and we're going to need his legs to to be able to some of the quarterback run game and stuff like that, which really is you know, it makes a defense have to work that much harder when you have somebody, you know, it's a plus one, somebody you really can't account for. So we need the presence and then the of a quarterback run game as we, you know, kind of come into these final games of the season. That would help tremendously.
Yeah, he's a huge part of it, and he's another option in the backfield. And plus, down in the short yardage situations in the goal, down near the goal line, Snodgrass family's always been good at running down there.
Well, he's a big enough kid. I mean, look at the Leathers kid for Southridge. I mean,
he wasn't particularly fast.
Not necessarily shifty. And we put some hits on him on Friday night. I can think of four or five instances when we put some pretty good licks on him. So
he limped off a couple of times, and I didn't think he was coming back. And the Steckler kid's a big, strong boy,
no doubt.
And here comes Leathers again. I thought, what the heck's he doing?
So you know, we kind of need that from our rider, and we're counting on him down the stretch here to maybe give us some of the same stuff in the quarterback run game, which would help us out quite a bit, I think.
Yeah. We'll also hope the weather breaks a little bit between now and Friday.
I know
for your kids.
Probably everybody's hoping for a little bit of fall weather. That'd be nice. Yeah. So,
well, tell you what, let's take our second break here, and we will come back and talk about the Heritage Hills game specifically and what you're doing to get ready for that. And with that, we'll take a break. You're listening to 106.7 WMVI.
Team Milam of Erie First Advantage Realty has another deal for you. Embrace luxury lakeside living at 5620 Red Lake Drive here in Mount Vernon. This stunning one-year new Jago-built home sits on 4 acres in the peaceful Lakeland Ridge subdivision, complete with private lake access. With over 2,000 square feet, you'll love the open concept layout, 4 spacious bedrooms, and a cozy fireplace for relaxing evenings. And if that's not enough, step outside to enjoy kayaking, fishing, or simply soaking up the view from your own backyard retreat. Don't miss this rare lakeside opportunity. Contact Andrea of Team Milam by emailing andrea@teammilam.com or see the full listing online today. Team Milam of ERA First Advantage Realty, going that extra mile.
Whether you're cheering on your Wildcats or Vikings, stay connected with everything local with Posey County Radio. We're your home for up-to-date news, weather, and of course, all the latest on local high school sports. From game scores to community events, we've got you covered. Keep up with all the action right here and stay in the know. Tune in to 106.7 WMVI and 98.9 WPIW. Posey County Radio, where local lives.
GAF of Mount Vernon, North America's premier roofing and waterproofing manufacturer, proudly supports Posey County football with the mission to protect what matters most. GAF builds unmatched strength, safety, and innovation, qualities that inspire champions on and off the field. GAF is honored to stand alongside our community and cheer on the Wildcats and Vikings players as they leave it all on the field this season. Here's to a safe, successful, and unforgettable season with pride and support from your friends at GAF.
At Crane Credit Union, we listen to our members and do our best to provide the products and services they want and need. With our personal one-on-one banking and our convenient state-of-the-art technology, your money is always at your fingertips, leaving more time for the things you really care about. Crane Credit Union. It matters to us because it matters to you. Learn more at cranecu.org, federally insured by NCUA.
A proud supporter of Wildcats football is Tequila's Mexican Restaurant in Mount Vernon. Check out their delicious lunch, dinner, and drink specials. Dine-in, carry-out, and delivery available. Find their menu and order online at tequilasmexicanrestaurant.com. Satisfy your craving for great Mexican cuisine at Tequila's Mexican Restaurant. Open Monday through Sunday from 11 until 9 at 408 Plaza Drive in the Southwind Plaza in Mount Vernon.
Now at Expressway Jeep, 0% for 72 months on new 2025 Ram 1500 trucks. Or take advantage of huge new incentives. New 2025 Ram Bighorn Crew Cab 4x4, only $39,925 or $319 a month. Now at Expressway Jeep, Chrysler, Dodge, Ram in Mount Vernon, Indiana.
Excludes tax, title, and 250.fee. Price includes all rebates and 1500 Expressway owner loyalty with trade-in from any Expressway dealership. 0 for 72 months on well-equipped qualified buyers through Stellantis Financial and Lewis rebates. With approved credit, see dealer for details. Offer ends 9/30/25.
Gentlemen, to the Mount Vernon Football Coaches Show on 106.7 WMVI. I'm Alan Buck, sitting here with Coach Justin Fisher in the lobby of the United Fidelity Bank in downtown Mount Vernon. And something that I had forgotten to bring up, Friday night we had a lot of the youth ball players. And, you know, we've talked about the building the culture here in football in Mount Vernon, and you've got your pipeline needs to be big and full, and, you know, with so many available opportunities for activities as kids get older, you need a big base to your pyramid because you are going to lose players as they get older. Well, right now, I see, and my numbers might not be 100% accurate, but 16 seniors, 8 juniors, 12 sophomores, 16 freshmen. You got some, you know, now you go down to 8th, 7th, and I believe those kids the other night were 6th and 5th graders, maybe 4th and 3rd. I don't recall exactly. But you got good numbers.
We do have good numbers in the 5th and 6th grade program. There's a lot of really good players. They play this weekend against Boonville. You have two teams in the 5th and 6th grade, and they won one of those games, and then pretty decisively, and the other one they just got beat at the last part. But then there's also good numbers in the 3rd and 4th grade, which we – most of that is done. We play against each other with the 3rd and 4th grade, so we don't play other schools. I think we have a couple games, which we do. But, yeah, those grades are in really good shape. And so, you know, it'll be very important that those kids stick together as they come up and get older. But, yeah, it was nice to see those kids there at the game on Friday night.
Yeah, a lot of enthusiasm, and that brings a lot of parents out, obviously. And, you know, I always said as hard as these high school kids work, they deserve all the support that they can get from people.
There was a nice crowd on there on Friday. I wish we could have been a little better. But as you mentioned, it was a good crowd and good to see a lot of the young kids run around watching the football game on Friday night.
Yeah, you know, it's a shame we didn't have that kind of a crowd see the Princeton game. I mean, it was beautiful and then ugly and then what was the word you used? Peculiar or improbable? That was your word, improbable.
Yeah, I think we need to run that one back. I think that'd be a good first-round matchup in the sectional.
You know, that's the thing. We always talk about those things. We could draw them. You just never
know. Fitting. We need another version of that game or another.
Well, where 2. You don't. Yeah, let's cut out the 75-yard minute halftime, and let's keep focused, which is difficult for teenage boys to stay for. You know, dad might be mad because they didn't get the grass cut, or mom's mad because the room's messed up, or Susie broke up front with the guy, so who knows where their mind is. That's up to you to rein that in for 48 minutes on a Friday night. That's why you get paid the big bucks.
I've tried everything in my arsenal. I don't know what the exact answer to that, but you know, it's just
that's where you get the mental leadership from some of these kids, and that's because
sure.
how long is a football play? 4 seconds, maybe.
That's
all you got to focus.
We've talked about this before. It's very important that we prepare the right way and be successful. But you know, I don't know if this is a popular opinion, but I want to make sure that every kid that leaves the program is, you know, we have a good relationship with them because football lasts a heck of a. The personal relationships last a heck of a lot longer than, you know, one football season is. So mm-hmm. We have really good kids. Sometimes I think the attention span of kids in general might not be as long as it used to be. So that's something. But we have good kids that try to do the right thing and want to do the right thing. And so I appreciate that and just enjoy being around them and working with them.
The things that you teach the kids that are the lessons that you teach them that they're going to take outside of the white lines are going to make them good, productive citizens, good employees. I always tell them on the air during games, hey, if you're a business owner out there, hire some of these kids. They work this hard in football, the ultimate team game, in my opinion. They have to push themselves individually, but they also have to work hand in hand with the guys next to them. And, you know, if you're a lineman, you got to work your tail off and never know what's going on because the back is behind you. If you turn around and see what's going on, you failed. You just keep going and hope you see him ahead of you at some point.
Well, and sometimes the lessons that you learn don't come into, you know, clear focus until years later down the road. But
right.
I would say this year, as much as any that I've been in, there's been as much adversity I can ever remember being part of a season. So we have an opportunity to put that in play and put it to practice, you know, this year as we come down the last few games because we've been tested. We're going to continue to be tested. But there's still going to be a game on Friday night. And quite frankly, the other team's not really going to feel sorry for you. So I think there's an old quote by Lou Holtz, who used to be the Notre Dame coach, that said, you know, don't tell people your problems. 80% of the people don't care. Other 20% are glad you have them. So
that's right.
I don't really the other team's not concerned about that, and we're not going to make excuses. We have to go. We have to be better as a team as we go in here. Like I said, to the stretch.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Is there a you have a team meal on Thursday or not this week?
No.
Okay.
We don't.
Any kind of buses or anything going over there to Lincoln City, or
nope,
just everybody's on their own?
7 p.m. kickoff. Obviously, they're excellent.
And it's Central Time over in Lincoln City.
Yeah.
They're not, okay.
Yeah. They're really good. I think we found out on Friday night that Gibson Southern, what we thought about them, turned out to be true.
Yeah.
Them beating Heritage Hills in a very close game, really an awesome game to watch on tape, on film, mm-hmm. as we prepare for Heritage Hills. But Heritage Hills is an excellent football team. You know, you look at their offense, for example, I think 9 of the 11 starters are seniors. Mm-hmm. They're very big up front, offensive linemen, and then they have a quarterback who's going to Ole Miss, SEC, and then a wide receiver who's going to Oklahoma, who mm-hmm. is also in the SEC. So it's not every day that you get to play against two kids that are going to, mm-hmm. you know, SEC schools.
Yeah, that's a lot of fun from where I sit, because I don't have to worry about them where you sit. But seeing the caliber of some of these athletes that we get to see on a weekly basis, just Goldsberry is
right.
He is a pure athlete. The question I always have was, which sports he going to choose in college? But
I think he's chosen that.
Has he?
Okay. Yeah, I think it's football all the way. So he's yeah. a great player, and they got a lot of good ones. So you know, at regardless of what's going on, mm-hmm. that's why they give you a helmet, set of pads. Our kids
Absolutely.
Will be fine. We have to go out and compete. And, you know, there's a game on Friday night. You have to go out and compete. And mm-hmm. there's no other way to go mm-hmm. about it or to approach it. And our kids will be fine. And we expect to go in there and be competitive and put up a good showing.
Effort and focus. Those are your two things that you've talked about. And those are the keys to any successful football outing, in my opinion. And with that, we'll probably leave it here, and we will hope to everybody that can make it over to Lincoln City and make it nice and rowdy for our kids, because they do work hard and they deserve your support. And with that, I will say good night to all good sports.
You've been listening to the Mount Vernon Wildcat Coaches Show on 106.7 WMVI and MountVernonRadio.com. This broadcast has been brought to you by the Posey County Co-op, United Fidelity Bank, Auto Car Trader, Crane Credit Union, Expressway Chevrolet, Bud's Hardware, the Mount Vernon M Club, Expressway Jeep, T. Milam of ERA First Advantage Realty, Russell's Excavating, Keitel Eye Care, GAF, and Tequila's. Keep up to date with Mount Vernon sports on your home of the Wildcats, 106.7 WMVI and Posey County Radio.com.